Entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
All Pro Foundation Repair.
And ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Dave.
Thank you, and it is Thursday, which means more often than not, or sometimes or occasionally, we are joined by Gordon Keith.
Hello, friends.
Hey now.
Hey now. Hey now.
Hey now.
Hi, Gordon.
How are you? Are you fresh after your three-hour show?
No, not really. I've actually not been feeling so great today, so I've been laying down.
Oh. Well, we hope you get better.
Well, thank you, Corby. Thank you so much.
Doesn't sound like you're doing well at all.
Is the catheter uncomfortable?
The heart-lung machine, everything.
Yeah, you're in Polio Paul's iron lung right now.
Okay.
All right, well, speaking of lungs, David Lynch, the director, has passed away.
David Ranch?
At the age of 78.
Man.
It's the same day as Bob Uecker.
This guy was so all the rage when we were in high school and college.
Yeah.
Bro.
He is the co-creator of Twin Peaks.
Yes.
And he was also nominated for Best Director at the Oscars for The Elephant Man, Blue Velvet, and Mulholland Drive.
All equally weird. And by the way, Twin Peaks, he wasn't the creator of the restaurant.
No, the television show and subsequent movie.
Yes, yes.
That then the restaurant or Brestaurant co-opted.
That was one of the first TV shows that I can remember that had people that were kind of our age talking about it as you couldn't wait till the next week.
Yeah, it was
first time he got pressed against the wall by somebody's forearm.
Yes.
Saying.
Yeah, because this was way before any kind of DVR situation or on-demand viewing, so it was appointment television, and you would get together with your friends, and you would have a watch party to watch Twin Peaks.
It's so bizarre, too.
It is really weird.
Everything he did was bizarre.
I'm just going to say, though.
You didn't watch it?
Watched it.
See, I'm right there with you, Gordon. I was about to confess, despite the hype of those all around, especially at college, never got around to it.
I mean, really, just like the first two seasons, and then it kind of petered out after
but
that.
But it launched Kyle MacLachlan's career and Laura Flynn Boyle. Like, they were huge stars back then. And it was on ABC, right?
Who was the Sherilyn Fenn?
Sherilyn Fenn, yeah.
She was super hot piece back then.
Man, things did not... It appears that she has aged.
Yeah, she
which
has,
is weird.
For sure.
I don't get it.
So the family...
Not immortal.
The family of David Lynch shared a statement saying there's a big hole in the world now that he's no longer with us, but as he would say, keep your eye on the donut and not the hole. It's a beautiful day with golden sunshine and blue skies all the way.
There you go.
No cause of death yet. However, he revealed in August, this past August, that he had been diagnosed with emphysema in 2020 for smoking for so long, and that he was homebound because he had to be on oxygen all the time. But he said that he refused to get let the diagnosis get in the way of his career, saying I will never retire
till he dies.
But that was in August, and he didn't retire, but he didn't make it that much longer.
By the way, Peggy Lipton was in Twin Peaks as well. Do you guys remember how hot she was? It was Quincy Jones's wife at the time.
Pounding that.
Hang up, Bob.
Bob, please hold on.
I'm sorry. Sorry, got a little carried away.
I love Peggy Lipton. She was in the Mod Squad.
What was how old did you say David Lynch was?
78. 78.
Okay, that's a pretty long life for someone who smoked a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, there's hope for you yet.
Yeah.
I mean, probably smoked every day for 70 years.
Probably.
Because even after he was diagnosed with emphysema and was on oxygen, he was still smoking.
And he always looked kind of thin and sickly, didn't he?
Yeah, and he had that
Wasn't
shocking...
Wasn't he like really, really skinny and the little pencil mustache? And
that No.
No.
You're thinking of Robert or John Waters.
Oh.
David Lynch had that.
You're very confused.
He had that big, had
like kind of curly pompadour.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're thinking Clark Gable.
Yes. You're way off. He's been dead forever. President-elect Trump, you know, he is going to be inaugurated on Monday. And on Sunday, there is a law that is set to go into effect that will ban TikTok in the United States. Well,
TikTok.
Mike Walls, Waltz.
Yeah, Walt.
A spokesperson for Trump has said, in response to a report from the Washington Post that said Trump was considering an executive order to suspend enforcement of the law that would ban TikTok. He says, if the Supreme Court comes out with a ruling in favor of the law, President Trump has been very clear. Number one, TikTok is a great platform that Americans use and has been great for his campaign and getting his message out. Number two, he's going to protect their data. So Trump, during his first term in office, he wanted to ban TikTok because it was owned by ByteDance, the Chinese company that
China,
I guess, answers to the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm.
But in 2024, the Trump campaign joined TikTok and his campaign used it to connect with younger voters, especially male voters, pushing macho content that was intended to go viral.
Yeah.
So he's flipped his opinion because it worked to help him get elected. So now he wants to save TikTok.
And he may enjoy it. You know, it may be like something he's on like as much as Twitter now.
Toilet scrolling.
Yeah.
And the hot rumor today is that YouTube's own Mr. Beast has met with multiple billionaire investors and that he is going to head up an investor group that's going to try to buy TikTok. So that's the hot rumor today.
Grego?
That's Mr. Beef, and that's a reference from 30 years ago.
Jeez. Oh,
Mr. Beast.
Yeah. He's the most biggest subscribed YouTuber ever.
Yeah.
Bigger than Dude Perfect, even.
I'm not Mr. Beef.
He's the hot name now around Valley Ranch.
Also,
I mean, I'm not going to say anything bad about him.
Go ahead, say it.
So I'm not going to say anything. No.
You don't get
don't
it,
have something
do you?
Nice to say, don't say anything.
Any real philanthropic, Mr. Beast?
Yeah. Hey, guys. He gives away a lot of money.
Hey, Phil. And hi, Ann.
Hi, Anthropic.
Oh, wow. The entire...
You got both of them
Phil
here.
Phil and Thropic.
Yeah.
Together. Mm-hmm.
Both of them.
Finally back together. Again. You know, they've buried the hatchet. I love to see it.
I thought it was a married couple, Phil and Ann Thropic.
Oh.
Yeah.
You don't say the and. You just say Phil, Ann,
and
Thropic.
Yes.
I guess. Trump also wants to make Hollywood stronger than ever before. How is he going to do this?
Is this
That's not as good of a catchphrase, by the way.
Is this fire-based, you mean?
Like no.
Make Hollywood strong as
no.
before.
No, the film industry of Hollywood.
But this is not based on the fires.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, how do you make Hollywood stronger than ever?
Well, I will tell you from the horse's own mouth. He wrote on Truth Social today, "It is my honor to announce John Voight, Mel Gibson, and Sylvester Stallone to be special ambassadors to a great but very troubled place, Hollywood, California. They will serve as special envoys to me for the purpose of bringing Hollywood, which has lost much business over the last 4 years, to foreign countries, back bigger, better, and stronger than ever before. These three very talented people will be my eyes and ears, and I will get done what they suggest. It will again be like the United States of America itself, the golden age of Hollywood."
You make me
want to
smoke.
So Jeez. Mel and John and Sly.
Mel and Sylvester Stallone and the oldest son from the Waltons?
Not John Boy, John Voight.
John Voight.
Oh, okay.
Your references are out of control.
Yeah, so we can look forward to that. Kanye.
Like James Woods has to be.
Kanye has confused.
He's pissed. He's the one high profile conservative in Hollywood. In this past, and Scott Baio.
Well, yeah, what do I have to do?
And Kevin Sorbo.
Chachi is upset that he wasn't included.
All right.
Did Mel Gibson say about that, about his girlfriend on that message?
Yeah.
Did he want something else for her?
Yeah, he did. There were several things and some.
Go ahead, Corbin.
Gosh.
He sounds a little worked up.
Nothing. So that guy left all those messages and had the incident with the cop, the incredibly racist incident with the cop. And nothing really happened. He had like a 3-year.
I don't remember the racist part. Oh, was it stuff about Jewish people?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Hey, Yoda.
But he also called her a term that...
He did. He was not
that
happy that I think a
that
woman...
That everyone was offended by, but also kind of smiled a little bit because it was such an odd thing to say about someone's chest.
But, again, how do you... I don't know. I don't know how you
it's
just...
It's a term that Bob always uses.
You just...
Sugar tease.
Skate after that. Did he say that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So what are you looking at, sugar tease?
To a cop.
Yeah.
To be clear, I've never actually said that. To a cop.
To a cop.
To a cop, yeah.
To a cop.
Just to be clear.
But anyway, so they're going to lead Hollywood, make them great again.
Yes. Yeah.
By doing building projects, or what are they doing?
No, they're going to be Trump's eyes and ears, and they're going to tell Trump how to fix Hollywood and get all of the productions that have been scattered around the globe back to California.
Okay.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah. And they need to get all of the productions that have gone to Atlanta back to California.
And Texas and New Orleans and everywhere else.
Everywhere else.
Right.
Yeah.
We need everything's like an Andy Griffith set.
Spread around the productions. I like it that shows and films are done in different states now.
I totally agree.
All right. Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Kanye West has shocked his followers yet again on Instagram. So a few days ago, he posted and then deleted a photo of his wife, Bianca Censori, and she was wearing a very tiny swimsuit that basically only covered her mommy opening and her gripples.
She does this frequently, though, right? Always dressed.
She always dresses provocatively, but Kanye picks out her clothes and he is always parading her around and taking pictures of her and posting it online.
Deeper boobs.
Oh, he's the one who, I just always assumed it was her own choice, but.
No, her family is concerned about her because they feel like she's being manipulated by Kanye.
No.
And so he posted this and people were freaking out. Like, why would you post this of your wife? You know, basically showing your wife totally nude on the internet.
Yeah, her beef.
That was one of the things that was covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Beef didn't get to see what he was interested in.
She's Mrs. Beef.
And so he replied to people after he deleted the photo. He says, if you don't like my page and don't like what I'm posting, go F yourself. Seriously, leave the king the F alone. I don't care, bro. I'm going to post my wife as much as I want. Go post your wife on your effing Instagram. So after
like he really
did
got
he just
the point.
Refer to himself as the king?
Yeah, yeah.
But
so he just shared, and as a follow-up to that, on his Instagram story, he threw up a throwback clip of Pamela Anderson from 2008. And this was at Hugh Hefner's 82nd birthday party at the Playboy Mansion. Pamela Anderson, who was 40 years old at the time, is wearing nothing but high heels. She's totally nude, and she brings out Hef's birthday cake. And then Hef is smothering her with kisses and putting his arm around her waist.
Gross.
And so Kanye puts up this video, and he replaces the audio, and he pairs it with, I guess, an unreleased song from his forthcoming album. And it's just Kanye repeating, hide your bitch, hide your bitch, hide your bitch, hide your bitch.
Mark.
We'll never hear that again.
No, it's impossible.
So I guess he is clapping back at the haters, like, you guys love it when other people are naked online.
Yeah.
But when I put my wife online in undress, then you guys get mad and you're telling me I need to hide my bitch.
Yeah.
I guess if I'm translating Kanye's rationale.
His mixed message. Yeah, you probably are.
All right. Coming up next.
Obscure my marriage partner would be a little bit classier way to put it.
No. All right. Let's do the rant next.
You're a sour faced bitch today.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:20.
Rant.
Stay tuned for some Daryl Moose Johnston in 15 minutes. But right now, it is the Rant Revival featuring the three members of the Rant. And that is Gen X Davey Lane. That is Corby the Snake Davidson. And the host of the Rant, a little bit under the weather, Gordon Keith.
Wow, look at that.
Thank you.
The post.
Hit the post.
Brought to you by your mom.
Uh-oh.
All right, Dave.
Oh, we need some sponsors.
Let's party.
It's definitely the first quarter.
Yours.
Yes. Always rough in the first quarter.
All right. I wanted to spend the Rant Revival today speaking on a viral story that is making the rounds this week. Have you guys heard of Anne, the French woman who was scammed by fake Brad Pitt?
I've seen the headline and I haven't read the story.
Okay, so she is a 53-year-old woman, and she...
Hot?
I doubt it. But she...
Why?
I have not seen a picture of her. But she ended up sending $850,000 to someone that she believed was Brad Pitt. So here's how this all started. She received a message on social media that claimed to be Brad Pitt's mother. And then, so she had just taken a ski holiday. She was married to a very wealthy man.
Mm-hmm.
And she had taken this ski holiday and posted photos. And so,
no sympathy.
No, ski.
Yeah, not a skeet holiday.
Oh.
Yeah, she went skiing. Okay. And the person claiming to be Brad Pitt's mother, I guess, was commenting on these photos and talking about what a wonderful vacation that this looked like. And they had a conversation back and forth. Then the next day, another account contacted her that purported itself to be Brad Pitt and said, "Hey, I heard that you had this conversation with my mom yesterday and she speaks really highly of you." And so they start talking. And so Anne at that time was struggling with issues in her marriage. And by February of 2023, she had developed a close connection with who she thought was Brad Pitt. And she was thinking, you know, why am I sticking it out with my husband who I just don't care for anymore when I could be with Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
And...
the first hint should be you're 53.
Right.
God. Do you guys just think that people just are worthless after the age of 40?
No, but I know Brad
Pitt. People or women?
Damn it.
Brad Pitt is not dating a 53-year-old. I'm sorry. He's not. And I don't.
Why wouldn't he?
You know the reason why. Because he won't. He dates younger people. And that's okay. Bill Belichick is now our spirit guide.
Bringing it back to sports.
So Anne initially suspected that the account might be fake. She was dubious.
No way.
But after daily conversations.
Talky conversations?
No, all virtual, okay. All online, no FaceTime. But after daily conversations and fake Brad Pitt sending her heartfelt poems... yeah. And also receiving photos and videos of Brad Pitt that turns out were AI generated. she gradually began to believe that this was actually Brad Pitt. And
yes, it's all happening.
And the friendship escalated into romance when fake Brad Pitt proposed marriage.
Oh, my God.
And said that he wanted to send her some expensive gifts as a gesture of his love. However, she needed to cover the customs fees on these gifts.
Yeah.
So this was the first time that she sent money. She sent 9,000 euros to cover the customs fees for these gifts that I guess she never got. I guess they got lost in customs. Yeah. I don't know.
I can't believe this.
Tell me about 9,000 euros in customs fees. Like, right? What is he sending you?
So then she confides in fake Brad Pitt that she is going to get a divorce, and she thinks that she is due for a healthy financial settlement from her soon-to-be ex-husband.
Her millionaire husband.
Yes. And so fake Brad Pitt takes that as an opportunity and says, well, speaking of divorce, I can't access my own money right now because of my divorce from Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
And I desperately need funds for kidney cancer treatment.
Yes.
All very plausible.
Yes.
And to support this story, sent AI-generated images of Brad Pitt weak and bedridden in a hospital.
Hmm.
Okay. At this point, whoever's on the other end of the line, right? Are they
the
thinking,
fake Brad Pitt part?
The fake Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going, I cannot believe this is
yes.
working.
Yeah, they are like, no. We have the biggest whale on the line.
I guarantee you, yes, they probably were thinking they had a whale on the line, but they did not. They've done this before, and it's been successful before. Guaranteed. They've scammed many other people out of a lot of money, and you'd be surprised how often it works.
But, Gordon, don't you think it's almost like if you cheat on a test, like you have all the answers, and you're a C student, don't make 100, right? Make like an 88 or a 92.
Yeah.
Why?
It was ambitious doing the Brad Pitt.
Yes. You're
gambit.
Basically posing as what's known as one of the hottest men to ever walk the planet. Like, can't you
That's
go a little
opinion.
Lower?
Like,
but maybe the French
like
lady
EA?
would not be in
Why
love
do you go
with
right
EA.
There? Is there anything in the middle?
Nothing in between.
So she did note that fake Brad Pitt was never available for a phone call or a video call.
No way.
And so her daughter was warning her, saying, this is fake. You are being duped. But she remained convinced of the relationship, telling her daughter, you'll see when he's here in person. Then you'll say you're sorry.
Oh, my God.
He's going to come over to Con and
right.
hook her
never
up.
Never underestimate people's desire
feelings.
To believe something.
No, but this
Love.
Is like the first time in human history that old people need to listen to young people on these matters of
yes.
is this real on the internet, because there is an age, and it varies, but there is an age where you're too old to realize that you are being duped by technology.
She's 53.
I know.
Not 83.
No, not that old.
Well, I'm saying 53 for some is, 70 in internet age or
no,
something.
No, you're probably right.
So she began to waver in her belief that she was talking to the real bad Brad Pitt in the summer of 2024, when paparazzi photos of the real Brad Pitt with his new girlfriend, Inez de Ramon, started to surface in the media.
Mm-hmm. Who but, was in her 50s as well, correct?
No.
To prove my point.
Late 20s, I believe, or early 30s.
Let's see. Well, Brad Pitt, girlfriend.
Score one for Corby.
32.
Ah, wow. See?
Now, Gordon, do the math between 53 and 32.
20 years, basically.
Uh-huh.
It's not that much.
So, in response to this,
you should date a 72-year-old.
Fake Brad Pitt.
I will.
Fake Brad Pitt sent a fake article to Anne denying the relationship with De Ramon, and a quote saying that he was secretly involved with a mysterious, very special person.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh,
I'm the special person.
It's me. It's Dave.
Oh, he just doesn't want to out me in the media because I'm still going through my stuff. And yeah. So then I don't know if this was related to fake Brad Pitt. If so, this is the ultimate in doubling down on cruelty. Someone posed as an FBI agent and contacted her and said, hey, I will get your money back.
I just need your
I will get you out of this scam for 5,000 euros.
So it was the same scammers.
So she sent the money.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, same scammers.
So she ended up being totally drained financially, divorced from her husband. She had to sell all her furniture and move in with a friend. She attempted suicide 3 times and then had to be hospitalized for severe depression, where 2 years later she is still hospitalized.
Okay, so what was the total amount of money she gave up?
$850,000.
God.
Wow.
And so
Brad Pitt should cover the cost.
This story has gone so viral over the past week that a spokesperson for Brad Pitt has had to release a statement saying it's awful that scammers take advantage of the strong bond between fans and celebrities. This is an important reminder. This is an important reminder not to respond to unsolicited online messages, especially from actors who are not present on social networks.
Yeah, he's on nothing.
Yeah, if you're famous, you don't have any of these profiles.
No.
Because you don't need it.
No.
Or if you do, it's run by your publicist, and it's just generic photos of you on red carpets or whatever.
So the
unless you're Kanye.
Unless you're Kanye.
It is brilliant, though, to enter into this bit by using the mother first.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
if you've watched,
that was an interesting twist.
If you've ever watched, like, Catfished, you know, the MTV show, that the people that do these scamming, they will often have elaborate networks of fake profiles. Like, they will create whole families, extended families that like each other's posts and post photos of one another. So it looks believable, like this is a real person.
And now I'm surprised they didn't even go to the next level, which was just clone his voice.
I know. Have
him call her. Say, hey, I'm running out the door right now. And you sound like you were unsure of our communication. But, you know, I got to get on set right now. But this is me. And I
think
you're awesome.
This new kidney's working great.
Yeah, my new non-cancer kidney is awesome.
By the way, I'm looking at his girlfriend. I guess it's his current girlfriend, Isna De LaSalle.
De Ramon.
She
kinda, he could do better?
She looks like Manu Ginobili.
Which is what every girl's looking for.
Well.
God, you look like Manu.
Without the male pattern baldness.
Yeah, she does have hair. But still, like.
She's got a very long face.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I feel horrible for this woman.
I do too.
She's been hospitalized for 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But a lot of people, are blaming her just for being so gullible.
I know, and I hate that.
But
I hate that
again,
for people.
That is how desperate people are for relationships.
Right. Well, I think people are blaming her because that is it's also a self-protection mechanism that they have with the story. It's an uncomfortable story. You don't want to think that you could ever be a victim.
It
feels good to really distance yourself from the actual victim in this story by saying they're just an idiot, so I kind of blame them. It's on them. It's not on them. It's on these frickin' scammers.
Yep.
That take advantage of those gullible people. And a lot of times it's really old people. You know, there's that other scam that went around recently where people were, they would clone the voice of some young person because, you know, they would go through their social media profiles and their TikToks and then get plenty of samples of their voice, clone their voice, and then call that person's grandmother saying, Grandma, I need help. I'm in jail or I've been kidnapped or whatever. Please send money to this address. And the grandma, she hears her grandkid's voice. So she doesn't know that it's possible that that could be a fake voice. It's identical.
Yeah, there was the story that we had on Community Quick Hits not that long ago. The woman who was converting her life savings into Bitcoin at an ATM.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
By the way, somebody sent us a photo of the Brad Pitt lady, the French lady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are we doing?
Hot.
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
But look at the picture that
she was wealthy,
Brad
had
Pitt
access
sent,
to beauty.
The hospital picture.
That is so obviously Photoshopped.
Yeah. He's doing terrible. His face isn't even aligned with the top of his head.
He's got a, he's getting a kidney treatment and his head is completely wrapped in bandages. Okay, I'm with her critics. She's a moron.
No, Dave, no.
All right, Gordon. We love
you guys.
We'll see you.
I've meant to say, I'm twitching tonight. I'm moving back to Thursday nights. Tonight's the first night of our Thursday return. So it's 7:35, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. If you want to hang out with other P1 listeners and talk.
Love it. All right, bud.
Stuff.
We'll see you.
All right.
There he goes. The great Gordon Keith.
Bye.